I always encounter, and maybe some of you, people asking how they will be saved or be with Jesus. Is it enough to hear Mass every day or fulfill Sunday obligations? Is it enough to do works of charity and serve the poor to be saved? And how can I be a disciple of Jesus? Prophet Isaiah, in our first reading, talks about trusting the Lord every day and every moment of our lives. He said, "Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock." A disciple always trusts the Lord whatever happened to him or to her. All his or her life secured in him, and any difficulties and problems will be nothing because the Lord is the rock of one's life and nothing will separate us from him. Today's gospel reminds us of what true discipleship means. People often confess that they have not said their morning and evening prayers, or that they have not been to Mass. Perhaps they should remember the words of today's gospel. "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven." On the other hand, those of us who always do say our morning and evening prayers and never miss a Mass also need to remember them. Something more is needed than just being a prayer. What is needed is that we do the will of the Father. What is the will? It is that we be filled with the Spirit of the kingdom and work to make that kingdom a reality in our world. It involves constant outreach beyond ourselves. We have to go to God by finding Him present in the world around us and helping others to be aware of that loving presence. We will not do that by piously calling on God's name while ignoring the needs of our brothers and sisters. To do that is to build our house on sand. That is not to say that prayer is not important. We cannot effectively do God's work unless we spend time listening and responding to His word in times of undisturbed quiet. But our prayer is only genuine when it becomes the spur for us to go out and bring something of God's love and compassion into our world. So, my dear sisters and brothers, how do we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus into our lives? We must pray unceasingly, have a constant dialogue with God, be kind and loving to those people around us as we do the will of God. Let us make our Lord Jesus Christ in His word of life the rock and foundation of our lives. And with that, nothing can stumble and shake us from His presence, love, and protection. May the Lord see us ready and awake as He comes today and in the future. With Jesus, nothing can shake us.